Dame gave Kanye the freedom to be Kanye.
Of course.
They thought he was corny.
But here's my... But, no,
right?
I know, but here's my thing.
All right, hold on. So okay. When you say make another Jay, you telling me Kanye, a nigga, Jay-Z got what, 24 Grammys? Kanye got 23? You telling me Kanye ain't more influential than Jay-Z is right now, even in fashion?
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay, he made another Jay-Z and better, brother.
No, I got it. I got you. Hear what I'm saying. It's as a nigga that started with somebody almost 20 years ago and run into faces that I seen in 07, like, oh, man, I remember when y'all was there doing this. And it's like, yeah, that was that day. The next day I kept going, though. And the next day I kept going, and I never stopped going. And I think Jay knew that it was better to be the friend to the people in the room than have adversity towards them. And Dane was like, fuck these niggas, they ain't as cool as us. And Jay's like, who gives a fuck if they're as cool as us? We came here to get the fucking money.
Not true. You know what? Jay used Dame as the fucking pit bull.
Of course he did. That's what he's supposed to do.
Right. No, he's not supposed to do that.
That's the job.
That's a choice. No, that's a fucking choice.
You talking a nigga that made millions being pit bull for a nigga.
Biggs ain't, his bark ain't loud enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Dame was, all right? Yeah. Biggs wasn't, and then let me explain something to you too. When you say don't outshine the king. Them niggas is equal partners. They started that shit together. Jay-Z wasn't no fucking Jay-Z when Dame started with that nigga.
That's true.
Fuck you talking about.
But he became
he
the
made,
king.
He helped make him, bro.
I'm not saying he didn't.
All right, so you can't say outshine the master.
No.
When them niggas start equally together with their money together, they are fucking equal.
But hear me out. That's true. And everything you're saying is right. But Jay was the face of the company.
He became the face.
No, he was always the face. That's the fucking king. And I told, and by the way, I told that, listen, as a nigga that has made millions of dollars in this shit and still is doing it, I'm telling you, and I told it to Dame, at some point in time, you have to accept what the fuck it is.
Brother.
Jay was the king, Dame was the kingmaker.
No.
And Jay said, okay, if you made me as a king, go make another king.
And he did.
And he didn't.
He did with Kanye, bro. How do you not look at Kanye and say if Dame didn't sign, he would not be Kanye?
I'll say all that day. But what I'm saying is that when Dame left Rockefeller, when they split, Kanye wasn't bigger than Jay. Kanye became bigger than Jay in influence and everything after Dame was long gone.
It don't matter, bro. He would not be Kanye.
I agree.
He would not be in the position that he is if Dame didn't sign him.
Okay, so now it goes back to the one thing I keep stressing.
Hey, hold on. Don't act like we wasn't there for the college dropout.
No, I know.
And late registration.
Of course.
All that shit.
I know, but hear me out.
Dame, not Jay, nigga.
I'm not arguing that, but there is a mental discipline that comes with feeling like I want to say something to this nigga because I don't like him, but realizing this is just motherfucking business. I'm here to get my money. Listen, let me tell you why I love Jay. Tata was his neighbor. Tata still there with him. Fear. Jay Brown, still there with him. All the people, hear me out, his OG Juan, still there with him. Still there with
look
him.
At look at the niggas
Sherry,
you name
Sherry was an intern. Now she's the president
of
a lady.
Sherry,
I know
Brian.
You do. I know you do. But what I'm saying is that to me, it feels like.
Ho, nigga. Sherry Bryant is a Dame fucking student.
Of course.
Latrice is a Dame student. Shaka is a Dame student. John McNeely worked closer to Dame than Dan there Jay in the office.
And what do they all have that Dame don't?
What you mean?
The ability to be quiet and know when it's time, and Dame don't. It's the truth, bro.
And I love Dame. Rockefeller would not be Rockefeller if Dame wasn't who Dame is.
Of course, but you.
They would Murder Inc. right now.
Yeah.
They would be DTP right now.
Yep. Well, DTP still relevant.
No, nigga. DTP ain't fucking no Rockefeller.
Not saying it's still relevant. Rockefeller's gone. DTP is still here.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Rockefeller's gone because of Jay-Z. Right?
Because the king left.
Rockefeller's going because of Jay-Z because he lied to Dame and fucking Biggs and told them niggas that he was done. And he wanted to get rid of the fucking company. He was done.
And he retired. And
he lied, bro. Dame wouldn't have sold it.
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. Is this a possibility? Is there a possibility that within a 2-year period, he changed his mind? Is that a possibility? Because let me tell you, oh, hear me out. Choke. Choke.
Nigga, he wanted to get away from Cameron and all that shit, bro.
Hit me out. Hit me out. What I'm trying to tell you is
he changed his mind, bro.
No, sometimes we throw the word lie out. When I told you that day, I meant it that day. But then a year has come about. Now I'm thinking differently. I just think that, listen.
If he would have retired, why are you still working at record label?
Because he was running the company. He's the president.
What? Bro, that nigga ain't run shit, nigga. He couldn't run his own fucking label. Because, he didn't run his own label. You know, what success did he have for him to run Def Jam? Be honest.
I think Jay-Z is the smartest man in hip-hop history. I really do.
Do you know it's niggas that Desiree is probably fucking more stronger than him.
I said smarter, not stronger. Desiree
smarter.
Putting Desiree in power is a smart move. Putting Sherry in power is a smart move. He couldn't control Dame.
He took Dame's team, bro.
So what does that say?
He a fucking shyster.
Nah,
he's a snake.
That's not what it says. That's not what it says.
No. They made great workers. No. That's what that means.
No.
They made some great workers that Jay fucking went and said, yo, y'all come over here. No.
You're right. But Dame.
You're right.
But like I said, dog, it's like I got people who I want around. Like I love them. I want them around everywhere. But if they fucking up the business or they fucking up the money, I got to leave them home.
Let me explain something to you,
and by
bro.
The way, Dame was the only nigga. He said you can't leave home. And that's why you show up to the show and you get caught up in some shit. Because, dog, bottom line is this, is that maybe there was some shit between Dame and Jay. They had a rivalry, whatever it was. No one knew about it. We never saw it.
It was over women, bro. Okay, we know what it was.
Whatever, whatever it is that was happening at the moment, I get you what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, bro, I'm a dude that thought just like you. Man, hit me out. It was Blueprint 3 album that changed my opinion in 2009. Because I'm a nigga that's like, man, fuck Rock Nation. I'm Rockefeller. We'll bring Rockefeller back. We need to bring Rockefeller back. And then this nigga was like, what he said? A whole one of new shit. Niggas like, how come? Niggas want my old shit. Buy my old albums. Niggas stuck on stupid. I gave you the blue, whatever he says. But the point is that when he said that line, I was like, I'm the stupid niggas that's holding on to the past. Meanwhile, this nigga is 4 years into the future, and I'm still talking about the old days. Fuck the old days, nigga. I got to go forward.
Okay, and that's another fucking shit he bit. The Blueprint. Who was the first album to come out with the Blueprint?
KRS-One.
Thank you. Another fucking biting ass shit that he did. But
Can I ask you a question, Choke? If you are the Blueprint in 1987, that don't mean you the Blueprint in 2000.
That was 90, bro.
1990. It don't mean you the Blueprint in 2021 or 2001.
I'm just
and Jay-Z
saying,
has proven
I'm
to this day
he's not
that
the originator
still,
of a rapper making an album called The Blueprint.
Can I tell you something? I want to tell you something. Hear me out. We like to focus on who started it when it's really about who took it to the next level. Hear me out.
Really?
Hear me out. Let me tell you
so
why.
So you don't give no credit to the foundation?
Of course I do.
Only the remixer?
Of course I do. But here's the thing. It's more timing than anything. It's timing. It's like, it might not have been your time. It might have been his time. We all on, I don't give a fuck where you at in the world. We all on somebody else's time. And you know what I'm talking about. But what I'm telling you is that there takes a certain amount of discipline to win long term and get higher every fucking time.
Bro.
Hear me out. Sometimes that means turning enemies into friends. So that means sometimes leaving friends behind because they actions are going to make them hurt your business. I think it's all of that. If Jay left everybody, Lenny, everybody, I would have been like, man, okay, he is that. Everybody stayed.
Bro, come on.
Why did they stay?
Joking?
Why did they stay? Can we admit they stayed because they knew who the king was? Can we admit that they stayed because they knew who the king was?
Why? Hold on. Who? Wait, listen.
He's the king,
listen,
bro.
He is the product. He's the brand.
Without the product,
right?
Without the brand, we have no business.
Okay, but the business came from Dame.
That's
like
true.
Jay, all right. So if he takes the whole staff that Dame built and educated and educated in the game and took and taught how to do all this shit, and he take them and he continues with success. How do you not say Dame is not a part of his success? And he's never the king when them niggas started off the same time together, brother.
Choke, I never said he wasn't a part of it. I'm saying that the Dame and Jay run lasted about 10 years, from like 95 to 05. What I'm telling you is that Dame, in my opinion, had the discipline to go from 10 years. Jay knew we needed to go another 30.
Yo, bro, stop with that.
Is that not
just
true?
Stop. No.
Is that not
wrong? No. Because that circles back to the beginning of what I said, Jay-Z being a sucker. Jay-Z blackballed Dame. Dame ain't fucking not getting money and doing what he want to do because he fucking suck. They all collectively are stopping him. Did you ever see Lance Unververis interview on Vlad?
Of course I did.
Right? He says that they collectively, they need to stop blaming Lior and Todd Marquez and start blaming Steve Stout for him and Jay-Z and them collectively making sure they shut Dame down in the business. Now, I'm going to give you one even better. I'm leaving the 40-40 one day. Some event was in there. I can't remember.
I like this nigga, right? Bro. I just like you, bro. And I just like you.
I walk over to 23rd, 5th Avenue. 40-40 is 25th, yeah. Right? Me and Leo are walking down the street together. We get on the corner. He trying to hail a cab. We both going back to the office, right? I say to, no matter of fact, I'm not going to the office because this is after,
yeah.
Right? I say, yo, Leo, what's up, Leo? And he looking at me. I said, you know who I am? And he looking. I said, it's Choke. Choke, no joke. He go, oh. I said, yeah, I was working with Dame. He said, yeah. And I shut that motherfucker down. Right? And I looked at him like, I couldn't believe he said that. And he said, yeah, I said it. And I shut that motherfucker down. They collectively, Jay, the Leors, the old Steve Stouts, your man, and all of them, they collectively shut Dame down, blocked him out the business with Jay. Why? Everybody's mop-topping Jay. Everybody, I call them niggas jigaboos. You know what I'm saying? All you fucking, because that nigga got a mop on his head. Motherfucking, these jigaboo-ass niggas don't see that there was a collect effort to shut Dame down. Jay even put in the paperwork that Dame can never use the word rock again.
Could I ask a question?
Wait, let me get
finish. Go ahead.
Why you got a problem with Dame using the word rock? Because he can still make money with it. Now, you sit there and say all this shit about Jay was a genius and Jay was the king. Dame started Rockaware.
Yeah.
Jay had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But being the face of it. And what did he do? Go wear Iceberg and sucker shit when they started it. Trying to block it.
Can I tell you something?
Right? Hold on, let me finish. Okay. Right? Now, I was at Rockefeller. Right? Dame started motherfucking talking about, I'm going to start a clothing line and went and bought sewing machines. Because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, right? Let's talk about determination,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dedication. Figured out how to start doing it, partnered up with the Russians. He go to Biggs and he go to Jay. Yo, we going to start a clothing line. Rockaway. Biggs says, that's corny. I'm not down. He go to Jay. Yo, we going to start a clothing line, Rockaway. You going to put your in? Jay say, yeah. This stupid nigga Biggs never got a dime from Rockaware.
What?
Never. Ask Dame. Call him. He was not a fucking partner. All he got was free clothes. He said it was corny.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Right? So, now, I was at Rockefeller. That shit was doing $400 million a year, 1 year.
Mm.
How is Jay the king and Dame is bringing in $400 million by himself?
Can I ask a question now? First of all, I want you to understand something. You're talking to a Dame fan. Like, I love that nigga. Hold on, hear me out. I also love Jay. I look at myself like I'm a child of Rockefeller. I'm just talking to my uncles right now. But I can be honest and say, hey, bro, we have to admit that there's an approach. And by the way, that's what Dame and I spoke about. But and the reason why I respect Dame now, is because he ain't where he used to be and he ain't where Jay-Z was, but he's still being the same Dame. I love that about him. But
that should tell you something.
Of course.
That That Dame is the same Dame that made the successful Rockefeller.
Can I ask a question though? I'm gonna ask you a question. Just a curious question. You're in a scenario, right, where you are, you and I are partners, right? Mm-hmm. We started a company, we're super successful. Mm-hmm. Super. Now, mind you, there might be a little rival between us over a couple chicks, but that's normal men shit. Man, wars have started with chicks.
Not for them, it
wasn't. Okay, no, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, you're dealing with two tender dick niggas.
But let me get the story out. Let me get the story out.
They killed the dynasty. No. Being tender dick niggas.
But let me get the story out. Stupid. I like you. But my point is this, is that we're there, I'm your partner, we up. We're both getting pulled into different rooms by people who we might not think are as real as us, as cool as us, as street as us, as whatever as us. And I don't like them niggas, right? But you like, hey nigga, these niggas about to help us make, because mind you, Jay-Z is a part owner of Translation, Steve Styles' company. He's a part owner. So Jay is like, yo, my man, I'm trying to run this whole gauntlet. I'm trying to get in and run it. And Dame is like, fuck them niggas. Now niggas is whack. Them niggas pussy. Let's take their food. And Jay is like, I feel you. So at what point?
No. See, that's the perception that's being created by motherfuckers like Steve Styles, right?
Okay.
They could not get money with Jay.
Because of Dame.
Because Dame is business minded, right? So if you come with some fuck deal or some slick shit, you're not getting that by Dame Dash.
I'm glad,
brother,
you said that.
Right? Now, it was a lot. You know this business.
Yes.
It's sucker shit all day. And Dame is, Dame's the nigga that went to business school, not Jay.
I know.
Right?
But so, it's weird because I love Dame. Everything you're saying, I agree with. I want to see the nigga on top again right now.
That's not going to happen with these niggas in power. This is why YouTube is fucked up the way it is, because this motherfucker is running it.
Who?
He jumped
Leo.
Jumped from the labels. And look how YouTube now is. You turn the shit on, motherfucking niggas' videos is playing, because them niggas is getting money off that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And now they done turned it, they done fucked it up and turned YouTube into a No Limit, a Master P album with all the fucking advertising at the end and shit.
Yo, bro, I just want to tell you, outside of me not agreeing with some of the shit, man, you are the nigga, bro. And look, let me tell you why I say that. Because it takes balls to not be silent. But there's also penalties to speaking up. And that's why I keep stressing discipline. Let's go back to Tupac. Tupac has a song on his album, Machiavelli, mm-hmm. Against All Odds, where he go against the whole industry. Jay-Z died too, looking up a Mobb Deep, nigga, when mm-hmm. I find, like, mm-hmm. That's Bomb First.
Yeah.
Against All Odds, let the true motherfucker, what he's talking about, he named Jimmy Henchman, nigga, yeah. All that shit, nigga, fucking shit that I said. Like, yeah. But here's the thing, at the end of that, he says, y'all always told me, don't go to war until my money is
get
right.
Get your money right.
That's and
right.
Guess what? He said, my money is right. I'm just saying that it takes discipline to sit next to somebody that you hate, but to do what you need to do to get where you gotta go. And I just believe that, man, as much as I love Dame, talking to him is like, and I got patience in conversations, I like arguing. Mm-hmm. Imagine when the last time we heard Jay-Z talk? Now imagine him arguing with Dame. It's like, Jay's like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, but
I'm wrong. Hit me out, Choke.
Go ahead.
You're right. We are both kings. I'm just going to divide the kingdom and go over here, and you can go your way. And then what happened was everybody followed Jay. And by the way, Kanye went on record saying, I followed Jay, even though Dame put me on, and that is fucked up, but I made the best move for me.
Yeah, he said he followed Jay because he was able to be around Jay and see how Jay moved around these people.
But that's my point.
Right?
You just said what I said.
Okay.
The best move for me.
Right. But hold on. Before you put that perception out there, like Jay and Dame been arguing, them niggas ain't never had no fucking argument. Like, they didn't, what you see Dame, how he talked to Kevin Lyles or Leo, him and Jay about, never had those.
For sure.
No, that they ain't argue like that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, it was about women with them.
Even if it's about women.
But that it became disrespectful. I was there when
Dame,
Dame tried to hit on Beyonce. Mm. You know what I'm saying? At the Change Clothes video video shoot. Mm. Right? So Dame became disrespectful. Right?
That's what I heard.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like it wasn't about business. It wasn't how Dame was talking to Leo and then sat over. It's yo, my nigga, we fucking the same women. And there's other women outside Leah. I ain't gonna fucking I ain't gonna do that. Mm-hmm. Right? And I ain't the mother niggas on YouTube.
For sure.
Right? But it's other women that they shared, right? And that became a problem. Right?
And I'm trying
so the business part, they was good. Look what they created. It's the bitches.
Yeah,
The bitch niggas. And then here's the top.
The bitches and the bitch niggas.
Yeah,
I
like
love
the
that.
Bitch niggas. It's a lot of bitch niggas. You know what I'm saying? That separated Dame and Jay too. Because everybody wanted to get Jay so they could get money. So we got if we could get Dame away from Jay, because remember, Dame was managing Jay at one point too. If we could get Dame away from Jay, we could get in Jay's ear. And now we can make money with Jay when...
Can I ask a question?
What?
Everything you just said is revolving around the motherfucking king. Bro, let me tell you
something. Yeah, but you remember who built the king up?
I said Dame's the king maker.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you is that, bro, and it's like, this is the thing that I think that black people need to do. I hope people watch this and see, like, it's not about how you feel. The world is not based on how you feel. The world is what the fuck it is. And I think Jay figured that out. He went and got, became a billionaire.
He's not no billionaire. Stop telling people that lie, bro. When you meet Jay, tell that nigga swipe his card and show you at least fucking $300 million. Stop saying that nigga's a billionaire, man.
So I'm telling you that money has to work for you. So anybody that has billions sitting liquid doesn't understand money. So you have to put it to work. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, that's how you get rich. You put it to work, you commit to it.
You see Puff right now selling his house for $70 million?
Yeah.
Didn't he say he was a billionaire?
He is.
He is?
He probably want to get out of L.A.
Didn't he tell you he owns Ciroc too?
He got his equity play. He cashed the fuck out.
They got rid of him.
Nigga never owned Ciroc. Could show you
they
Ciroc.
They got rid of him, but he cashed the fuck out.
Dog, he did not own Ciroc, bro.
Bro. Okay.
I can show you Ciroc on the shelf on an old episode of Two Men and a Baby. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What year was that show?
Like 90, 89, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way before Ciroc, right?
Yeah.
The same fuck, it was called Croc. It got the same blue dot on it and everything. No, and they ain't own no motherfucking Ciroc.
See, this is my thing. My thing is this. You might not own the company.
Hear me out.
You might not own the company, but you can own shares that they can't take from you. And when they do decide to take from you, they have to pay you. All I'm saying is this, bro. I'm with you on everything.
So you tell me Ciroc was black owned?
No, it was making a black man a whole lot of money, and that was enough for us.
All right, I'm just saying, he didn't own it.
Bill Cosby didn't own NBC, but we watched the Cosby Show on there.
Like, come on, nigga moved the goalposts
I'm just
you need to be building the football stadium.
I'm just a businessman. Hold on, hear me out. I'm just a businessman, and the one thing I had to learn that no one taught me was business. And business, more than anything, is about discipline. Business is about patience. Business is about paying attention to what's happening around you to get where you got to go. Business is also about cutting people that might be hurting the team. Business, and by the way, as soon as Rock Nation took the fuck off, and my thing is that if Dame was like having a tone, like, man, I should have did, then I'd be like, damn. But Dame is still the same Dame, so I was like, who gives a fuck?
Wait. Dame was the same Dame when Rockefeller was on top. Dame was the same Dame when they was shopping the first single.
Dame is one of the smartest, most brilliant black men.
All right, so
to
bro,
ever live.
Emotional
discipline.
Can I fucking keep it 100% real? You're not gonna cut it out?
I won't. For sure. I don't cut shit out on this show. Yeah, what? And I only cut shit out that the people ask me to. Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z and all them niggas is a part of that secret gay boule shit. Right? Okay?
No, I'm
you see Puffy, you hear all the shits. Eventually, at some point, Dame don't play the game. Jay and them niggas stop playing the pause game with us. Right? Why? Because it's homophobic.
Yep.
It's very homophobic. It's offensive as a motherfucker.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas be playing that shit. It be 10 gay niggas in the room.
Yeah.
Or lesbians, whatever. And niggas be like, pause, pause. And even for me, when I was at Rockefeller, I wouldn't even play it as much because I felt like it was offensive because it was always some gay motherfuckers around.
That's my point.
Right? Now, hold on. Dane, I ran around with him. We go in them parties, them niggas in them rooms. He didn't play that shit, right? I'm telling you, I've been in this game 30 years,
bro. Have you ever been in a room?
Yes.
And you seen it happen?
I did. Let me explain to you. Okay. I've been to Steve Rifkin house. You want to play, nigga?
Yeah. All
right. You want to fucking play?
Okay.
Do you? Do I'm you?
Not, the floor is yours. Steve,
just call it straight.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I've been in the entertainment industry 30 years.
Yep.
Right? I don't have no problem with any gay people, with any gay people watching and here, whatever, right?
For sure.
My problem always been in the entertainment industry is them trying to make me gay just to get a check.
What you mean? That's confusing. What you mean?
Executives trying to fuck me.
Male executives?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've been in the game 30 years. My first 10 went from the tunnel to Rockefeller and then BET.
Mm-hmm.
2005, I'm at BET. All the way up into BET, I never experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why? Because I'm at Rockefeller. It's a bunch of what? Street niggas.
Yeah, street niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Now, back then, I didn't pay no attention to it. Like, many of y'all didn't pay attention that Biggie got a transgender as the leading lady in the Big Papa video.
Two of his videos.
Right? And Warning. Yeah. Yeah. Her name is Shamika. Yeah. Right?
On, the one from that was Queens. In the bathroom. The people that was in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm the one that told people that. Right?
That's why LL said, he's shit.
Right.
Blow tissues.
Right? So... Dude. Now, this like...
What the fuck?
Wait, hold on. Like, if I lose my train of thought...
Go ahead, get it out.
Right? Not only is the lead chick in the video... You know the chick I'm talking about, right?
No, I got to go watch the video.
The one that popped the video that walked in the men's bathroom.
The one that... When Busta's standing
seen,
at the bar?
Seen, I've yes. seen all of that. I've okay. never looked...
All right, well, when you get a chance...
I will.
Watch
it.
She got a nine throw bigger than yours. All right? Right, so that's besides the point. Like, see, I don't really want to talk the way I want to, because I don't want you to get niggas start fuck like doing you dirty. So
can I be honest with you? I don't worry about. I'm not saying anything. I believe in people being able to freely talk as long as.
All right, cool. Let me finish.
As long as you, okay.
All right. So, like I said, early on, they try to push the gay agenda on us in hip hop, right? With Bad Boy, right? Because why was there a transgender in the bathroom pissing in the men's urinal? You notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I don't know, but it's
okay.
It was a very memorable part in that video.
Right. Which don't really, now that we grown men, we look back, we like, what the fuck? When we seen it, we ain't even paying no mind. Just like niggas, nobody knew. Was paying attention that Biggie Lee bitch was a fucking nigga, right? Nobody paid attention, right?
He was in a bed?
Yeah, and Warning at the beginning.
Man, shut the...
Yeah, and she dancing behind LL, or he, or she, whatever the fuck. She, whatever, is dancing behind LL in the Flavor Yeah remix. Now, hold on. That's Shamika, allegedly was Hype Williams' girlfriend. Allegedly,
who directed both videos, by the way?
Who directed all three videos that she's the star in? And there was a lot of bad bitches in New York back then. For a nigga that had his ugly ass nigga is the lead, right? Right? Like, that's it right there. Yeah. Like, show them that there's the knot in the throat.
Oh, wow.
The one that's dancing behind
her. That's her?
Yeah.
Same one.
Her name is Shamika. But Shamika, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Because she got killed. Because a nigga from Queens was dating her and didn't know that that she was
Queens in the building. Queens in the building. Niggas, that's the first time the Queens came up on the show and Jack was like,
ain't say nothing, bro.
Every time Queens come up, Jack be like,
that nigga, yeah,
he was like, no, nah, not that.
Now,
Hold on, man. Hold on,
nigga. She's running around with them niggas from Queens.
Hold on.
Right? But she got killed. She got killed because she didn't tell a dude that what she was, and he found out, and he killed her, and he got life for it.
Okay, so let's. So my only thing. Listen.
Wait. Go ahead. I'm losing track. All right. So this entertainment industry, there is a gay code. Watch Suge Knight's last episode of Collect Call when he talk about Dr. Dre, because he talks also about this gay cult in the entertainment industry. Like, I didn't believe it, right? Now, I'm at BET, and the president of BET is trying to fuck me, right?
Okay.
So this is when I understand what the fuck is going on as far as, because now I'm a producer of Rap City. Yeah. Oh, you know him. I just ain't going to say his name.
Hold on to my...
Yeah.
SH?
Yes.
The cab hell. Yes.
Right. He married to the girl.
Nigga, she was married to Kenny Lattimore. What you know about Kenny Lattimore?
Not a fucking thing. He sings a song called You.
You should do some research. Just because a woman marry a man don't mean that she... there are women that like to fuck men. And there's men that like to be fucked.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if you got a woman,
I've been
in
gay 20 years. I ain't never seen it.
Right.
I ain't never seen it. I've been in gay. I've been to a lot of parties. I never seen it. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but I hear about it. But when I hear about it,
all right, well, let me finish
it.
Okay,
go ahead.
So that was my introduction to it, right?
Yep.
Now, here's the ill shit, right? I meet a dude this year that I am. I'm going to say they hang with a very powerful mogul that we all allege is gay, that do movies dressing up gay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So this person be in that circle, right? So I tell him about this situation where it was me, your man from BET,
mm-hmm.
Connie Orlando, right? I had Angel Lola Love with me. Oh, mm-hmm. What do y'all call it now? Lola Monroe?
Yeah, that's Lowe's wife, right? King Lowe's wife.
King Lowe's wife.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Perfect.
She was my homegirl hanging with me at the time. And another motherfucker, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to ruin motherfuckers' lives.
Okay.
Right? And myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the president of BET, he's sitting right there. Connie Orlando's sitting right there. The other producer, 106 and Park producer, I'll say that, he's sitting right there. And I'm sitting here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Angel is sitting, Angel might be sitting right here.
Okay.
Right, Angel's sitting here. So we all hanging out after a BET event, boom, 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 right? Now, my guy for 106 in Park, he brought me to BET. Oh shit, I didn't say his name earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't get to tell you, like, I was bringing my tunnel tapes to MTV,
yeah.
Showing them. He said, yeah. Yo, we need a live performance show.
Yeah.
And then
106 Park here.
That's how 106 and Park became, because the nigga kept saying.
This is the second time somebody told us that 106 and Park started. Jay Dupree said the same thing.
JD said the same thing.
That was on the show.
But this dude was the producer of the show.
Got you.
He was the one that created the concept when they went up to 106 and Park. Live performances, interviews is the fucking tunnel.
Yeah.
The tunnel is, you know what it is, right? If you watched it on BCAT or anything, you know that's 106 and Park without the couch.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So we all at this party, right?
Okay.
And, right? So we all at this party, right? So the dude starts doing this circle shit on my thigh right here.
Wait, what?
Yeah, right? He's sitting right next to me, and he's going like this. But he's looking straight, not looking at me, right? So I'm looking at the nigga hand like, what the fuck this nigga doing? And he just... So I'm looking at him, but he won't look at me. He just looking straight, and he just still twirling on my leg. Now, this motherfucker, he's sitting there, he watching. Connie there, he there, he there. Right, so I'm just waiting. I want him to look at me, so because I might punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. But then again, now I'm thinking how to react to this, because I got fired from BET for getting ready to beat a nigga ass.
Yeah.
Right? So now, how do I play this? Because
emotional discipline.
Stephen Hill just brought me back.
Okay.
Right? So, fucking Stephen Hill, right? So, this motherfucker, he's standing on the end. Connie's here. Lee's here. I'm here, right? Nigga, see, he's swirling on my leg, this, that, and the other. I'm watching this nigga, right? And then I just smack the shit out of his hand hard as fuck. I try to break his wrist. Bam!
Steven?
No, the 106 and Park producer.
Okay.
Right? Smack him. Bam! Okay. And Steven, they look away like, oh, he ain't with it. Right? So, I said, yo, nigga, what the fuck you doing? Nigga, like, he get up, he walk off, right? Prior to that, Steven gets Angel to give Connie Orlando a lap dance, right? Ooh. Now, you know Angel, she was like really the first one outside of Buffy and on with the fake though, big butt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, I ain't gonna say a circus attraction, but wherever she went, she
people
got your attention.
At it. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Beautiful
and
girl.
She was pretty as fuck.
Yeah, she's a beautiful
right?
girl.
So everybody know me, I always run around with the pretty joints. Me and her never had no dealings.
For sure.
Right? So I get mad at Angel, right? Like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Like, you don't get nobody no motherfucking lap dance in the club. Like, and like, on some woman shit. Like, that's how I knew Connie got down, because she ain't had no problem. And Steven, like, yo, give her a dance until I know. And I'm not with that shit. I don't, you could be gay, you could do whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? But don't fucking bring that shit to me, and especially trying that shit in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want fucking, this nigga, like anybody could have been sitting around, this nigga twirling on my fucking leg and shit, so bow, I hit him, right? So then that was my first inkling that these niggas was on some.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Weirdo gay shit, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm back at BT. Now I got to walk on eggshells because now I'm starting to pay attention. Oh, this shit, this nigga's gay. Oh, this gay, the fucking creative director, she's gay. Everybody, and I'm like, whoa, right? So it goes on, right? Then another BET Awards, right? So that fucked up me and my relationship with my man, right? Because me and the nigga was boys, right? And the fact that this nigga got him to try me, you know what I'm saying, fucked
up my
friendship.
How you know he got him to try you? It's a lot of assumptions.
That nigga know me, right?
He probably felt like this is his moment.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Fucking.
You know, I'm just saying, nigga had to put it in his ear.
Yeah, all right, boo. All right. You the devil advocate motherfucker for these gay niggas.
No, can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? Because I know how we are.
All right.
And it goes back to emotional discipline.
Okay.
Sometimes you can feel something, but until you know, you should not react.
Nigga, we all got intuition, not just women, nigga.
We all do, for sure. But you're right. But here's the thing. What hurts women? They don't have... Motherfucker, I cuss. It's like, bro, I get it. You don't like them. I get it. You're mad.
All right, bro. I'm 53 years old. I know what the fuck I saw.
Yeah.
I know what
was
going on.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, but I said we don't know because you didn't tell us what you saw.
Right. Okay.
That, you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I got
you. But I can't lie, man. I got to be honest with you, man. One interview ain't enough for you, bro. Like, let me just stop.
We need a part two.
Nah, nigga, we need a part two, three, four, five.
All right, let me finish. Go ahead. How this ends, right? So, double back to my guy that I was telling you that be around the powerful guy now, right?
Yeah.
Right? I go to tell him the same story I tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before I can even tell him that the nigga swirled on my leg, the nigga said, he put his hand on your thigh, didn't he? I said, yo, how the fuck you know that? This shit happened in 2005, yeah. 9, 8, I don't even know. How did you know I was gonna say that? He said, yo, that's the thing.
That's how they get now.
That, like, if you out, I'm letting y'all niggas know now. If a nigga's to put his hand on your thigh, that is a subliminal indication that they gay and they trying you.
Okay. It's good.
And I never knew that. You knew that?
Hell no.
Anybody here knew that?
I'm learning as I but I do know if a man touches that? Me oh, in see, an inappropriate he way, it's kind of like, my nigga, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's happened to me before.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
No Diddy.
Now, speaking of No Diddy, right?
Okay.
Another incident,
this
right?
Nigga choked the joke. This nigga.
Right?
Okay.
I'm at Steve Rifkin house.
Okay.
Right? Now, I'm not saying men just want to fuck me, like, you know what I'm saying?
But you did say right? You was a model.
I wasn't. Hey, even when I was a model, niggas was coming
I'm
at
just
me.
I'm saying, like, you
right?
Did say so, that, though.
Maybe the looks,
because that ain't happened to me. I ain't a model. Maybe they ain't trying to get me.
Nigga, you just ain't as handsome as me.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't a model, nigga. That ain't happened to me yet.
Right, so I can't help it. My mother and dad made a handsome ass man. And I keep my ass in the gym to stay right. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes.
So, with that being said, I'm hanging out with Lil Kim.
Okay.
Right? Me, Lil Kim, Hillary Weston.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, crew.
She was managing Kim at the
okay.
time. We leave the BET Awards, we go to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
After party, we run into Diddy.
Okay.
Diddy tell us to come to the after party.
Okay.
At the after party is motherfucking Steve Rifkin's house.
Okay.
We in California. Steve Rifkin, if I'm lying, you can sue me, right? Steve Rifkin, his house, how we came in, he has a porch in the back or whatever, right? So we didn't go in the house because we came in through the back.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like if you got a house with a like a deck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had like a deck in the back with the grill and all that shit. So when I walk in, I see... this girl named Boogie, she hang with Queen Latifah, or she used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Boogie is gay,
yeah.
Right? So, but she smoked.
Yeah.
So whenever me and Boogie seen each other, friend with weed, sure. A friend indeed.
Yeah.
You know, so when I walk in the door, you know, I see Boogie. And I'm like, yo, Boogie, what up? She like, choke, what up? You got it? I got it. You got it? You got it? Boom. We go over there. We in the corner. We roll up. I'm not paying attention to the surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lil' Kim is there. Jill Marie Jones from Girlfriends.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know that, right?
Okay.
I didn't know that. She had a girlfriend there.
Okay.
Right? Ooh. Chris Lighty was there.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy, Queen Latifah was there.
Mm.
Right? Interesting group of people, right?
Very
right? So, then Diddy comes in,
mm-hmm.
right? Stephen Hill, he's there.
Okay.
Right? That motherfucker come in, he see me, pew, go straight in the house, because he already know I don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Right? But then he looking like chokes here. Oh, shit. And like, he might think, nigga, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You changed your mind.
He right.
As a possibility.
No possibility.
But I'm saying he might have thought this nigga might be different now.
That nigga see me, right, go in, right? So now when I see him, that's when my fucking flags start going up.
Okay.
Right? So now then I'm saying me and Boogie, she roll up, we smoking. Now, you know, if you're a smoker, sometimes your ass ain't on point until the weed hit your brain.
Yes.
And then you start noticing every motherfucking thing, right? The weed hit my brain.
Then you start putting the story together.
I start looking around the room, and I'm noticing everybody here is gay or rumored to be gay.
Ooh.
But me.
Ooh.
Right? Then here comes Diddy. This nigga walks up. He got like four gay goons with him. Like
gay goons? I never heard of shit like that. That's
like,
crazy.
These niggas, they look like they tough, but they all gay. They the booty bandits. Okay. Whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Okay.
Ray J called them, what Ray J called them? He gonna booty sick them up. Booty goons.
Yeah.
Right? So Puff comes walking up. I'm over in the corner with Boogie and shit. We smoking. And now I'm on point. I'm looking around. This nigga Diddy come walking up, right? He's standing there and he got like 3-4 niggas, they all around him like this, right behind him, and he in the front. And this nigga is looking at me like I am Beyonce in a motherfucking G-string. Right? And I'm looking at this nigga like, nigga, what the fuck you looking at? This nigga was looked at me so hard, and them gay goon niggas, they like I was a fuck, I just turned to a piece of meat. Ooh. Nigga, I put my head down like, God damn.
Yeah.
Nigga, I walked over to Hillary. I grabbed her ass. I took her outside. You don't bring me to no shit like this. Motherfucking Diddy in here hitting on me, bitch.
Hold on. He hit on you? You said he looked at you. A look could be interpreted. I'm just, bro.
Brother, how do you bag the fucking women that you are interested in for them to know when they look at you, when you looking at them that you interested?
I'm a straight fucking shooter. I want you. What's up?
So you don't give her the look like you want her?
Nah, that's why I've never been caught up in
this
no rape
nigga
shit. I'm being honest with you. That's why I've never been caught up in no rape shit, no right, Me Too shit, because I'm like, you got to tell me you want me.
So how do you know if it's all right to approach a woman?
I don't be knowing shit. That's why I do it in a slick
woman
way.
Don't give you, a woman never gave you the look that gave you the notion to come over there.
I just got to say something. We just acknowledged that I'm not as handsome as you, my nigga. That has not happened to me.
Are you married?
I'm good.
You got a girlfriend? You got a girlfriend?
I'm in a relationship.
All right, you're in a relationship. When you met her, right?
Yeah.
Who made the move?
Okay. When I met my kid's mom, I was walking in the club. She was walking out. Somebody said to me, look at the legs on her. I turned around. She heard him. So it was kind of an awkward moment. So I just approached, like, hey, how you doing? Because my man talked about her legs, like, look at the leg. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Ray Daniels. What's your name? But I'm not, anybody here know me. I'm not the kind of guy to say somebody's on my dick. Like, I've just never been that guy.
There's a difference from being in a room and knowing that someone is attracted to you and making a pass
and I'm being
at
honest
you without
if I,
words.
If I knew, I would tell you.
All right, well, all right.
I'm not as handsome as you, my nigga. We just said it. I got to figure it out, choke.
All right, I got to ask you then. You never made an approach to a woman by the way she was looking at you for her to give you giving you the notion that she's attracted to you?
Yeah. He's different than me. Look at him. He in shape. Look at me, my nigga. Look at his stomach.
I might be as handsome as you.
Women don't like me. He might be as handsome as you. Nigga, right. I gotta be okay with it. I'm okay with it, but I know. Listen, bro. Let me tell you something. I want you to know something. If I was your friend all this time, if I called Teron, if I called these niggas, be with me. Me and Rick was hanging out the other day, and this chick flat out said, like, nigga, what's up? And I'm like, am I lying, Rick? And I'm like, for real? Like, I just don't.
You bad at catching hands.
Because you know what it is? I never want to misinterpret something, and then you play it against me. And you're a Virgo like me. That's why you feel
that
way.
I ain't misinterpreting shit. Yeah, I'm the same as that. Do you doubt that Diddy's bisexual?
So here's what I believe.
I know. Yes or no, brother. Don't get Woody on me.
Thank you.
That's the pause,
bro.
I'm talking about the YSL shit.
No. Oh, it's stupid. That was good. Hey, nigga. Hey, choke. That was good. I catch that one. That was good. I get to my Woody, like Woody. I'm like, no, nigga. No, but this is what I'm going to say. I don't know. Man, listen, man. Can I tell you something?
Oh,
hear
God.
Me out. No, choke. I'm just being honest with you. Like, a nigga could see me and be like, a nigga could see me and Chas and be like, he hitting that. It's like, But it's my sis. Like, I can't. What I'm trying to say is, I can't get mad at the interpretation you see. All I felt, dog. I am a Virgo. It's a clip of me going viral saying exactly what I'm about to say. When Virgos know the truth, we don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all are doing because unless
I didn't say that.
I'm saying I'll give you a Puff story. Like it was a Puff story. We went to Puff House one day. We was working with Cassie, and it was me and Teron and Timothy, right? Mm. And we was chilling with Puff and. Literally, he was like, we was at the end hanging in the living room. He was like, I'm about to go for a swim. Anybody want to swim? And we was like, nah, nigga, we straight. But, you know, we'll come out by the pool and talk to you. He put on his shorts. It was white boxers. It was interesting to me because he's a dark-skinned man. So, and it's daytime. So once you get out the pool, it's like, nigga.
Yeah, that's the test,
no, hear me
nigga.
Out, hear me out. I'm going to tell you what happened. Can I tell you what happened?
Come on,
let me tell
nigga,
you.
Stop,
let me tell you exactly
on,
what happened.
Bro.
Yeah. We at his house. He's swimming. Then he gets to the pool. He's like on the ledge of the pool while we sitting on the beach chairs talking to him. So he was talking low. So Teron was like, I can't hear you. Right? I can't hear you. What you say? He was like, nigga, come closer. Nigga, sit right here. Y'all can start. He was like, I heard y'all probably heard homo shit about me. My nigga ain't no fucking homo over here. I got to take a man on his word. Because we was thinking, like, what the fuck is this going on? But then he said it. Ain't no homo shit over here. At that moment, it's like,
yeah,
whatever.
It ain't no homo shit with y'all. At the time. Yeah, but, bro.
He might have changed his mind. I wasn't around him when he changed his mind.
Hold on.
I'm just trying to tell you, like, people change their mind. There's chicks that I didn't want to fuck, and then she lost 20 pounds. I'm like, I'll fuck her now. I changed my mind.
But he said, yo. Come over here to talk to me.
No, we was talking.
Come over here to talk to me.
See, you ain't gonna put no sauce on it. He didn't say come over here to talk to me, nigga. You see what you did? He said, y'all can slide y'all chairs closer if you can't hear me. And then Teron was like, I'm good. Teron is like, no, I'm good, bro. And he was like, nigga, ain't no homo shit. You probably heard shit about me. Ain't no homo shit. We was like, Teron, we just laughed and we kept finished the conversation. He spoke a little louder. It was over.
Why would you hear homo shit?
Huh?
No, not you. Nigga, you heard what the hell I said.
No, I didn't hear what you saying. Who?
Why would he say, I know y'all probably heard some homo shit?
Hold on.
All right? Wait up.
I didn't mention homo's not a bad word. Homo's not a derogatory term.
Oh, okay.
But that's exactly what he said. I'm just saying.
We're quoting him. We're not quoting homo. What he said.
For sure.
Right. So if he says to you, y'all might have heard some gay stuff about me. This ain't no gay stuff. Come closer, right?
Yeah.
Why would y'all hear any gay stuff about him?
Well, for me as a man, now I'm just being honest with you. I I'm just not into certain behaviors. Like, I personally would not swim in white boxers around men.
But I might not have been that comfortable. Understand that.
I might not have been that rich. I might get to a certain point. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm naked. What's up, nigga?
No,
I don't know.
You're never.
I'll tell you.
You're never going to get to the point.
Maybe I'm not having a billion because I don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Brother.
I don't know. I hope it's not. But I'm praying.
See.
The Trump didn't have a liner?
What? Nigga, it was cotton trunks, nigga. It was boxers.
It had a cup, nigga.
No, it was white boxers. It was like white boxers.
White boxers that get wet. You can see through.
It's at his motherfucking house, nigga.
Yes.
He can say, hey, listen, bro, if I had a pool party, what about walking around? I wouldn't have. Thank God.
No, you win. You know. All right, so this is my point. This is my point, right? All jokes aside, right? Right.
No, I wish I had. I want to talk to you. I'll come back. Let's do part two.
Part two.
Because this nigga is so funny. And to be honest with you, Trump, I'm gonna be honest with you. And this is another thing I want to say.
Let me finish that point.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say. I just wish that there wasn't a stigma around what these people are. Because I'm gonna be honest with you.
What's the stigma?
I'm just saying it. Like I'm in a different kind of relationship. Right? With women.
Okay.
And I keep my relationship private because I just know people are judgmental. Right?
Yeah, you should.
That's my point. So my thing is that if these guys want to fuck guys in behind closed doors and they keeping it private, that's their right.
Not when you stopping me from getting the bag, bro, because you can't fuck me. Well, and I can't be an executive producer because they've done that to women too.
That's the nature of men in general. Men do that to females. They've been doing it to females since the beginning of time.
Hold on, it's the game. And don't make me start naming these fucking women executives that's doing it to these girls now. Because these girls are going through it too, bro.
Let me tell you something. We got to admit that there's a power dynamic when someone is up and when someone has a dream. And when you are at a certain level in life, there's a predatory thing that's inside of you that makes you feel like you can have whatever the fuck you want. Jay-Z can order a fucking 777 plane to take his kids.
Stop talking about that, nigga, please.
I'm just saying, when you have that kind of money, you can do whatever you want to do. Then you start getting bored with what you're doing. And then you want to try new shit. I don't know what that shit is.
Nah, nigga.
I'm just saying.
No, nigga.
Hey man, listen, I'm telling you something.
How much money it take for you to get before you get bored to start fucking a nigga?
None, man. I have no interest.
Stop that bullshit, nigga.
But I've never had
there
interest.
Ain't no fucking money. It's niggas' lifestyle and what they like.
That's my point. And I like what I like. I'd rather have three women in the bed. Some niggas might rather three men. It doesn't matter to me because whatever makes strokes your boat and makes you motivated, that's what you do. Why do we want these people to admit that there's something that they want to keep private?
Because, nigga, you stopping me from getting to the back because you can't fuck me.
No, that's
but
not why.
But everybody out here thinking you are straight.
That's not why.
Nah, that's not why.
I'm going to tell you why.
Nigga, hold on.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to give you the answer. They're doing that to you because they are afraid that you don't have the discipline to keep your mouth shut. So now I got to blackball this nigga because he's not afraid to talk. He's going to tell shit that I don't want anybody to know. And anybody knows they kill people because they don't want secrets out. So if you know a secret, that's why they call it a secret society. All we ask is what? Trust.
All right, so
don't talk about what you see in here and we'll be fine. But if they think you are, then it's like, hey, black.
So suck a dick to keep your mouth shut.
No. Say, hey, bro, I'm good.
Then you can't eat with them.
If you say ill, what the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas fucking each other? Now they might do that. But if you be like, yo, bro, I'm good. Because it's like a woman pass you down. Like if you walk up to a woman and say, hey, I think you're beautiful.
Hey,
she's like, you
ugly. I got one better for you, right?
Compared to a woman. Go ahead.
I got one better for you.
Listen,
the same guy that I was telling you about,
okay.
Right? That told me, oh, them niggas, the nigga touch your thigh, right? Listen to his fucking, this nigga's genius. Now, it can never be me, but this nigga is genius, right? He says, Choke, when them niggas do that to you, his exact words was, yo, Choke, when niggas do that to me, this is the craziest fucking answer in the world. Nigga said, yo, I tell them niggas, yo, my body don't react to men like that.
Okay. And what do they say? Okay. That's my point.
I don't know what they say,
are they trying to blackball him?
No, because he plays the game.
That's my point.
But, bro, I'm not. I said he plays the game.
He bees quiet. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk about what you see.
You're not going to tell me, yo, suck my dick and you can move up and then tell me be quiet if I say no. Nigga, I done seen niggas commit suicide because they gave in to that fucking secret club up there and couldn't live with themselves and blew their fucking brains out. I could tell you at least three of them motherfuckers.
I'm going to say
this. And you know all of them.
I'm going to say this. We have to do a part motherfucking too. This nigga is it. Doug, you are the illest nigga. Illest nigga I've ever met. And I fuck with you. I don't think you said anything wrong. I'm glad that you did this with me because I just want to show you. You want to tell me your perspective. I want to show you another perspective. And that's how we grow as a community.
Yeah, definitely.
But all I'm saying is that, bro, that's debatable. We do Gospel Part 2. Bro, like.
What's debatable?
No, I'm saying the show. That's then we're going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that. Yeah. The name of the show. That's debatable. My point is that, bro, I fuck with you because I fuck with truth tellers. And I tell you that on some man shit. On some man shit, I fuck with truth tellers because you need truth tellers. But I will tell a truth teller, there's danger to your job. We were in New York and somebody pulled Chastity and told Chastity in New York yesterday, and there was somebody important. It was like, yo, put like some remember somebody said put something, wrap me in something, yeah. because this nigga is giving away so much information that they might try to kill him. And it was like funny, but it was kind of like, God damn, is that, I'm only trying to help my people win. How the fuck am I the enemy? But anytime somebody tells the truth, they become the enemy.
Okay, I've been the enemy, that I got a song called Public Enemy.
And I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Because that's who I am.
But Choke, I'm gonna tell you something. You're not the enemy in this show.
No, I don't feel that way.
You're not the enemy to nobody in this room, because everyone is allowed to tell their story. And there are times that I've been in situations where there were times in 2011, 12 where people were saying I was a fucked up nigga and I did this wrong. I'll tell you a story. There was a time in 2021 where a manager of an artist that I signed went on a smear campaign to tell everybody that I did something that he misinterpreted. Basically, what he told everybody was that Ray, I'm gonna tell you the story. Mm-hmm. And before, I know we gotta wrap, but I'm gonna tell you the story. He tells people that Ray is in the room killing black managers. That's not what I was doing. That's his interpretation of whoever told him. What I was saying was, I'm in a meeting with the biggest person at the company I work for currently. Mm-hmm. Like, he's my boss's boss, right? Mm-hmm. And he's on me about delivering for this particular artist. And my whole thing is, we just gave this kid millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now you want me to go discipline him? Like, how, I'm asking honestly, how do you do that? Because as a black man, you know that we don't listen to people that, unless we want to, especially if we feel like we are more successful than them.
Right.
So I'm like, how do you want me to do that? He was like, well, what does the manager say? So I said, well, this manager is, I said, the manager is focused on the money. He's not in the studio with him every day. He's not the every day in the studio manager. I was trying to give that said manager props. Because you wouldn't say that if Sal was the manager.
Right.
You wouldn't say that if fucking, if Scooter was the manager. You only saying that because you questioning us. The manager is moving, getting bread for his artists right now. So he's not worrying about me in the studio with him. He knows that that's my job.
Right.
So what do I do? Somebody took that little thing, reverted it to this manager, who I was cool with. This nigga went on a smear campaign telling everybody, stay away from Ray. He's killing black men. Dog, that's why I fucking talk. If I'm such a bad nigga, then why the fuck are you the only one saying it? You know why? Because that's your interpretation. I can't worry about that. And by the way, one of his mans called me. Mm-hmm. Our man, you know what I'm talking about, called me and was like, yo, my apologies.
Right.
Because he told me to stay away from you, and that's fucked up.
Right.
Because what no one knew was that I was hitting a nigga and calling him, and he just wasn't responding. So you wanted to smear my name. I'm trying to clear it up. Like, yo, what's going on?
Right.
I heard what happened from his friend. Right. Yo, they said you did this. I'm like, nigga, I was trying to big him up. Like, you asking me about a fucking session, and he ain't. And by the way, this nigga's 10 years older than me. Why the fuck is he in the studio with a fucking 18-year-old kid? You know what? He wanted to kill my name.
Right.
And I could have either been an emotional nigga. You don't think I got niggas around me that's like, what you need done? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm smarter than him, and mm-hmm. I'm better than him, and I'm better looking than him.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Because mm-hmm. bitches like me, whether I'm up or I'm not. I never had a problem getting women. So I started a pod. Now I start talking. I start talking so much that the people that he was telling to stay away from me all kind of came back to me and was like, yo, my bad. Point is that sometimes you got to give time for things to develop and the truth to come out. Mm-hmm. But I could have easily been an emotional nigga and tweeted, this nigga is dissing me and that's a lie. But I'm a motherfucking Virgo, bro. We are fucking the best. Mm-hmm. We are emotional, intelligent fucking beings. I know what he did. I also know I can't beat him in an argument because he has a superstar and I don't. So I'm going to sit on the couch and talk shit. And I know he unfollowed me and everything, but I know his people send him my shit because I'm the shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. I just didn't need to tell you or fight you to show it. I did what I did. I was disciplined enough mentally to do what I needed to do, and now my shit is up. I ran into the artist, and we was kicking it the other day. Guess what? You can't break me. You know why you can't break me? Because I am not who you said I was. That is why when you speak, I say, do you know for sure? Because if you don't know, you're speaking from your interpretation, your level of mental thinking, and that might be right, but it's also a fucking chance it's wrong. And because of the chance it's wrong, you have to be careful when you push shit out, because it might be wrong. That's why I like talking to you, because you can say all of the shit you want to say, and then I can ask you, do you know for a fact? Did you see? And you might be like, oh, this nigga, but it's not that. It's just me showing you that if you're going to say something so controversial or so committed. And the thing that I like about you is you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like some Cat Williams shit. Where it just feels like the Shannon Sharpe Cat Williams interview. He was funny, so it's like, hey, but he told the truth.
He told the truth.
Right. And my thing,
and I see, that's my thing. I've been telling the truth.
But what I want to tell you is, my point, I said that whole story is to say that manager told his truth.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's the truth.
All right. I get what you're saying.
And that's all I'm telling you as my brother. We're going to do part two.
Yeah.
We're going to do, that's the bet. Bro, I understand.
Before there was Cat Williams and all these motherfuckers, I've been saying, even when motherfuckers were scared to talk about Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
I was still saying what I said. I told people in 2003 that Rockefeller broke up over Leah. Niggas said, you can't say that. This and that. Everybody said.
Can I ask you a question? Let's say you are in Tyler Perry's shoes right now.
Yeah.
You are Tyler Perry. You own a whole studio. You are a fucking billionaire. You up.
I will be.
I know you will be.
Yeah.
I pray you get there. But you know it's a nigga that don't like you, that wants to talk shit about you because of his interpretation of you, maybe through somebody else's eyes. That's Let me ask you a question. At that moment, knowing how much you have to lose, don't you want that nigga to be quiet too? And that's what blackballing is about. I want you to stop talking about me. You just said something. Everybody's scared to talk about Jay-Z but me. Well, then that's why he blackballed you and not them. Because they didn't have the respect of who he was.
No, they were afraid.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Like, listen. Like, he can blackball me through his circuit, but as you can see, I'm still here.
That's my point.
Right? I still put out my projects. I fucking produced The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I fucking produced the Phil Rich documentary. Mm. I produced the Jay-Z Genius Leaves the Hood, Unauthorized Story of Jay-Z. I fucking produced fucking Rhapsody. I done produced segments for 106, BET Now, did over 200 commercials. He blackball is in they world. I can't work amongst them bitch-ass niggas, but that don't mean that I can't work.
And that's my fucking point. You just said it. I don't want you talking around here. And if this is my house, I have a right to decide who comes
in.
That's
not, this is not his house.
You just said his world.
No. Around his circle, like you gotta think, the Leos, the Steve Stouts, the Kevin Lows, the Mike Kazes, the Julie Greenwalls, the fucking the BETs, the all the motherfuckers that gotta suck him off so Beyonce could come through, so they can make sure they can get some Beyonce love, hopefully, or Jay-Z. Those are the people that won't fuck with me, and they worked with me first, right? Some of them worked with me, but on the strength that they may need this nigga to come through, they may not fuck with me. They may not fuck with me because I tell the truth. There is, without a doubt, my brother, look at me when I tell you, a secret gay cult of niggas and women in this entertainment industry that run everything from through the love and hip hop to the music to all that shit, right? It is a gay mafia, whether you choose to believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that this exists.
I believe there's a gay mafia.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
I believe there's a black mafia. I believe there's a Russian mafia.
And a lot of people, like in 2000, right? I was telling people this, right? Yo, you want to be successful? Get you a gay manager. But don't tell him, don't act gay. Or get your artist that's gay and tell them don't act like they gay. Make them play straight and let these niggas think they flipping them. You're gonna go. Motherfuckers didn't believe me in 2000.
But can you say something?
Then the gay movement, it took what they tried to do in the Big Papa video, it transitioned and it happened, right?
Yeah.
So then all that became what we see now.
Yeah.
Right? Motherfucking LGBTQ got more rights than black people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you say something bad about somebody that's gay, you'll get more penalized than somebody calling you a nigger.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And calling you a nigger ain't even a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
A white person could call you a nigger and it ain't a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
But calling a motherfucker a faggot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or homo or something like that. Then it's a hate crime. When did that shit supersede us being hung by trees?
Okay, so I'm gonna say
and all that shit.
I wanna say something. I hear everything you're saying, but just because just because you feel some way doesn't mean that it is right. That's all I'm saying. It takes a discipline. And I'm telling you this, that, and you'll see this, you'll learn, because you already are there. I could tell, like, I fuck with you. I see it, but I want you to understand, bro, everybody is doing that same shit. What you just said about men needing to be have sex with men, men are trying to have sex with women too. Women are going through it too. So are straight men. Everybody's going through it. It's power abuse everywhere. But that is the way it is. And by the way, that's not the way it should be. I'm not saying
In our business, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but what I'm with you. But I'm
telling you. But I don't think the manager at Burger King and McDonald's is different.
You know why? You know why that's not different?
Why? Because the level of money?
Because you don't got people trying to sell their souls to work at McDonald's and Burger King. Bro, the stakes is high, bro. And at the end of the day, when the stakes are high, the discipline, everything you have to have, you don't think Jay and Beyonce have been through shit, but they are both smart enough and committed to what they need to do that they saying no matter how bad it gets, we're going to keep going forward.
We all keep going forward, bro.
No.
Dame ain't stop.
No.
Yes, we all keep going forward.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
He said that. He said on the show, he said, I took 10 years off. I'm back now.
That's a lie.
Well, he said that. See what I'm saying?
Did Dame disappear from your eyes for a whole decade? Have you seen him in that decade?
I've seen him.
All right, so he didn't take no time.
Well, he thought he did.
Hey.
See, my point is, the truth is, it's all about perspective, bro. I can put this bottle in there, and I put it in the middle of the room, and Rick might see Yoko, but I see Welcome to Young Country. You see a smiley face here. We all see something different, but we see the same bottle. Perspective is everything. And why I want to work with you, I want to deal more with you, is because I think you are that nigga. I just think that sometimes our perspectives hold us back. Mm-hmm. And no one got rich being the same person that they were when they wake up in the morning. Everybody who has to win in life has to make changes, sacrifices, adjustments, everything. And all I'm saying is that takes a level of discipline where you can't make fucking enemies. And I think Dame was making enemies, and Jay was like, we don't need that right now. So, matter of fact, let's buy out.
Jay got a lot of enemies, too.
Yeah, but guess what? They are smart enough not to talk about them. And on that note, this is the God Show. We are out.
Can you tell them what the God stands for?
The God Show stands... Hold on. I got to ask you the last question. We're going to do a part two, but I'm going to ask you now. This is the God Show, which is an acronym for GOATs and underdogs.
I am both.
Explain
I'm
why.
The GOAT on this motherfucking camera shit. Who did what I did with the camera?
Nobody.
Okay? When me and Dane, even when I got with Dane, niggas was saying we was clowns. Yo, why you always going around with a camera? Nigga, they put a fucking camera in the phone because of us.
Mm. See, now that's the shit you should be saying. The rest of that shit is irrelevant because you need to talk about your legacy, what you built, and what you did. And let me tell you something. As an underdog, they can't kill you when you do that.
As an underdog, I went from VHS to DVD, right? MP3, 4, whatever it was, streaming, and never sold myself. Not my integrity, never did a deal, always been independent, and I can't even tell you how many different independent products I put out, from the I Am Choke No Joke documentary that went number one in the Don Diva magazine. Mm. My Hip Hop Nucleus Tunnel documentary that went number one on iTunes, on 3 charts, the movies, the documentaries, and the independent films.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never fucking sold out shit. So who is more of a fucking underdog than me?
Nobody.
With this nigga Jay-Z and other sucking niggas like that keeping their foot on my neck trying so I can't go. I created the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No.
I fucking wrote up the whole shit, and I gave it to Stephen Hill.
Can I ask you a question?
And he said, Choke, we ain't doing no hip-hop awards show. Then I fucking got into that fight that I was telling you about where I was going to beat that producer ass that was hating on me, and I got fired. And Stephen took my shit the next year when I was gone and went and fucking did it.
Mm.
Everything was me, even down to the fucking categories. Best Rookie was my Best New Artist category.
Mm.
Right? Rookie of the Year was Best New Artist. That was my shit, and I never got a chance to produce it.
Mm.
How you think I feel every year seeing this motherfucker
I'm gonna just say last thing.
What's this dude named Jesse Collins doing it every year? And I created that shit, and I never got to produce my own fucking creation.
Now here's the thing. Jesse Collins is not calling Jay-Z a bitch-ass nigga and talking about the shit. I'm just telling you, they're playing.
I know he's not calling Jay-Z a bitch-ass nigga. He works with the bitch-ass nigga.
And on that note, this is the God Show. This is Choke No Jokes. I pray he comes back. We're going to put this interview out as is.
All right, them niggas giving him a call. They're going to be like, you better not have that nigga back. Or we going to blackball you.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.